This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Welcome to Nursing in America. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, Chief Executive Officer here at Kinetics USA. I've invited Luciana Da Silva to be the guest host for a few episodes. She'll be speaking with nurses now living in America to figure out what life is really like. Enjoy.
Today, I'm speaking with Ryan from Bacol in the Philippines. 4 years ago, he moved to Rhode Island.
Have you dealt at all with prejudice, anything like that from patients or from the hospital? And how did you deal with that?
You can actually feel it, but sometimes I just ignore it when it doesn't really affect you as a person. And like for me, I work in a psych unit. So all the swearing, all the discrimination words, I find it normal to me. And instead of me getting angry, I just think of them that they're here for a problem because they have behavioral issues. They have psychotic issue. And it has, you know, nothing to do with me. I don't take it personally. Yeah, so that's what I always think into myself. That's why there are so many nurses who's afraid of going to psychiatric nursing because they will be, you know, they will be feeling this way. But me, no, you have to have a strong mindset that they're here for a reason. It's not about you. You should set a boundary as a patient nurse. You should tell them about this thing, but never put that into yourself. Never put those swearing into your nerves, because if you do that, you will end up exhausted all the time.
And so are you still working in the psych ward? Are you, what is your specialty now?
Well, my specialty is a psych ward, and I will be psychiatric nurse for the rest of my life. I love psych unit, especially adult psych. I love that unit. So I am able to, you know, do therapeutic communication. It's, you know, everything. You're a counselor. You're everything. You're helping the totality of a person. And it's so fulfilling when you see a patient that's all over the place. And then after a few days, they have achieved a certain good behavior that you're aiming for, you know, as a team. So I just love psychiatric nursing.
I think psychology is so fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's so fascinating.
Yeah. Mind is so fascinating.
It's so true. Going, talking a little bit more about the culture here. Did you go through any sort of culture shock?
Oh, to be honest, I didn't have a little bit probably of a culture shock. Like, for example, here you have, in the Philippines, the celebrant is the one treating all the people. But here it is the people who treats the celebrant, the birthday celebrant. So that's one thing. And I think another thing is most people here are also assertive. So I was able to adapt that assertiveness in me. But I have that assertiveness already in me. That's why I work in psych. And at the same time, I think I'm also blessed that I have my family and my relatives here. So they really helped me tell about, you know, the culture here in America. So I wasn't really that able to make it so hard to adjust here in the U.S. They even say that, oh, it seems that you've been here in the U.S. for longer period of time, even my friends here in America, because, you know, I can go anywhere. I can deal with people. I think it's because I am a psych nurse, so I can deal with anybody. So cultural wise, I think I don't really have a problem with it. Yeah.
Well, it seems like you can communicate really, really well and get along with so many different types of people. How were you able to zone in on your English skills?
Well, to be honest, I am an English teacher back in the Philippines. I am a double degree holder. My first degree is Bachelor of Secondary Education major in English. So back in the Philippines, I really teach English. And then after I graduated that course, I took up nursing. And then and that's it. I was able to use my English skills. Yeah. And at the same time, I just really love talking. I mean, I love communicating with people. I love communicating with everyone else. I want to learn with them. And I do join organizations. Like, for example, I am an active union member in our hospital. So being a representative of a union, you try to be able to talk to people, to your coworker. Hey, what's your problem? What do you think is the problem that we're facing right now? What are the concerns that we can address to the union? Because I can share it with them. And then I share it with the union. And then we try to come up with, you know, answers or solution. I think that's one way for me to hone my English skills. More on communication, that really helps. And at the same time, when you communicate with people, do it sincerely, do it genuinely, because once you do things genuinely, you will learn and you will get the best result that you could have.
Tell me a little bit more about unions. How does that work exactly? And what are the benefits?
Oh my goodness. You know what? I just started being active in the union. Because I think it happened because of a problem that I had encountered in my workplace. I feel like I was bullied by this one nurse. And then, you know, the HR, the manager came together and the union. And then I was surprised. Wow. I thought union is just there to get a certain part of our salary because we're paying union every paycheck. And then I was able to, you know, communicate with union members, with union presidents and officers. And I was so amazed of how they do in order to make our workplace better. They try to negotiate contracts with the management. So, oh, that's so nice. I would probably be part of it. And then the union president said, would you want to be a union representative of your psych unit? And then I said, oh, yes, of course, because I have all the time. After work, I just stay home. You know what? Our house is just in front of the hospital where I work with. You know, it only takes me 1 minute from the door of our house to the clock-in system. Yes. As a matter of fact, it makes me laugh when I see some of my colleagues parking in front of our house. Yeah. So going back, union, I love being in the union because you learn your benefits with your job. You learn your rights. You learn your responsibilities. You're able to apply all these things in your workplace. And it's a big help because what if you work in another setting? At least you have an idea how to exercise your right, how to be able to assert yourself. It's a big help. So I think I'm also telling nurses, you know, because we have wrong connotation when it comes to unions, that we think if you join union, the management will retaliate you. Actually, it's not the case. If you become active with union, the more you are protected, because those union officers are going to help you. Especially, of course, I know myself that I'm not going to do anything wrong. I always make sure that I follow the rules and regulations of the hospital. And why would I worry if I follow all the rules and regulations of the hospital? And with the union officers, they're going to help me. I am protected and I love my job. So being part of the union really helps because you are widening your horizon as to how you could actually protect yourself. How could you actually get the benefits from your workplace? And how could you help people who don't have much idea about their rights, their benefits? So it's also like fulfilling to help my coworkers, tell them that, hey, don't you know that this is your right as an employee? you can enjoy this kind of benefits. And it is fulfilling when they say, oh, Ryan, thank you so much for letting me know. I really didn't know about it until you said those to me. You know, so very fulfilling to be of service to people. That's what the union does.
And once again, it seems like you're in the perfect spot to be in that leadership because you communicate so well and you're able to understand people and where they're coming from. And living in Rhode Island, just kind of a side note here, and just being in the United States, what is your favorite slang here?
Oh, favorite slang. There's like slangs here in, you know, in Rhode Island, and like which I don't understand. And then now I understand, like busting balls and something. I don't know those words before, but it's just so nice to know those stuff. And what about Rhode Island? I love Rhode Island. You know why I love Rhode Island? It's because we are in the center. I feel like we are in the center of New York and Boston. I can go anywhere I want, different state in just a matter of one day. I love seafoods, and Rhode Island as the ocean state of United States of America, we have a lot of seafoods here. And we enjoy four seasons. We have beautiful places here. And whenever I want to go somewhere else, I just go to New York. It's just a 3 hours ride. And the public transportation here is so awesome. I can go to Boston. I can go to New Hampshire. You know, I can do a lot of things here in Rhode Island. I love being here and with my family, of course. I think this is a perfect place for me.
You said you've been doing a lot of traveling in the United States.
Yes, I love, you know, I've been reading a lot of tourist spots. I like to explore. I like to explore America, and I like to be lost in a certain place. That's what I love to do. And meeting people, meeting strangers, I think it's just so nice to learn more of their culture and, you know, I have so many friends from different races, getting to learn their culture, attending their weddings, baptism. It's just so nice. It makes me more able to be a better person, to understand, to widen my horizon of me being as a human being, able to taste and feel different culture, loving different culture. That's what I love here in America, because you can enjoy everything, a little bit of everything around the world here in America.
Out of all the places that you've traveled, what was your favorite?
Like here in the U.S. or the whole world?
In the U.S.,
I love New York, because in New York, you can have everything. I love the food. If I just want to go to a Thai restaurant, they have the most authentic Thai restaurant. If I want to go to Chinese store or, you know, Chinatown, I go there. Filipino town, I go there. Like, they have everything. I love food. I love knowing culture. I love the city. But I want, you know, to be in a city for a visit. But to stay, I still want to be in a suburb like Rhode Island. Rhode Island is my place to visit. I would love, and I have been going to New York because I'm still awed by, you know, the lights, the Broadway shows, the people. It's just so nice.
When you walk down the streets of New York, I always say that pavement has an energy and you feel it.
Yes, energy and vibrancy. And you always see them in movies. So see, wow, I've seen this in movies. And here I am now standing in front of that particular spot where I watched that movie. So it's really amazing. I just love it.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
And your family, you were saying that you bought a house and you know, your family's here. Do you have kids?
Pardon?
Do you have kids? Tell me a little bit about your family.
I'm still single. Okay, so the story of my family. My family came here 10 years ago. We're in a big family. I have five sisters. So we're six siblings. And they came here in the U.S., two of them came here in the U.S. with my parents. I wasn't able to come 10 years ago because I am already over age. So I have to wait a long period of time to be petitioned by my mother, but it takes 10 years or 12 years to be here in the U.S. So I was able to use, you know, my nursing as my gateway to the U.S. So they were here. You know what? It's so fulfilling to be with my family. Because I was able to help them, especially that I think it's just so in the right time that I came here in the US 4 years ago, and that was the time when my dad got stroke. So it's just so fulfilling that in the lowest, time of my dad, I was here to work and at the same time help my dad, help everything. I was able to help find dad a good insurance. I was able to help, you know, household chores. It's just so fulfilling to be with my family during off. We go together. They bring me to a certain place that they love to. We eat together. They are like my go-to people. And it's just so homey here. I feel like I'm just here in the Philippines, when I'm here in the house, because we speak our own dialect, we speak our own language. It's just so nice. We watch the Filipino channel. My relatives, we have a big relatives here in Connecticut. We visit them. They visit us. More than 50. So it's a big family. So I can eat, you know, Filipino foods anytime I want. Yes. I just really love. So right now, I think I am just so blessed. God blessed me so much that I came here in America the easiest way. I think my family really helped me to transition from difficult time to an easy time. And right now, I'm just so happy here. And I don't have a love life, but why would I need a love life if it's not for me, you know? I just enjoy my time with my family. And if a love life comes, then come, you know, then go ahead. But if I don't, I'm not actively searching for one. But if they come, I openly will accept them or that person.
Well, it seems like you have so much love in your heart to give. So whenever you find someone,
I have a big heart. I have a big heart.
And then Say that again.
I have a big heart.
I love that. You do. And mm-hmm. I love the Filipino culture because my family is from Brazil. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me so much of the Brazilian culture in terms of the family and everybody getting together and eating mm-hmm. and lots of eating.
Yeah. And especially that I live all my life in the Philippines for 35 years. So it isn't really easy for a transition, but with my family right now here with me. So it's just so awesome to be with them. You know, the culture, my Filipino culture where we stick together through thick and thin. They're always there at my back, at my lowest moment. We got each other's back. I think it's just so, you know, amazing.
How has it been making friends here? Did you join community organizations, a gym? You know, how did you?
Oh, my goodness. Like, yeah. When I came here in the U.S., I have my family. But, you know, having a friend to talk with is also another thing. So I really didn't know that there are Filipinos here. So one time, I think it was Philippine Independence Day. It was June of 2017. I just thought, oh, I think there will be Filipino gatherings here. And then I searched website, Google, and Facebook. And then I found out there's a Filipino activity that's going on in a certain park that's just very close here, like 2 miles away. I was so happy. And then I went to that gathering. There's so many Filipinos. There were so many stores, stalls. I just love it. And then from that moment, I was able to meet Filipino friends, and they are my friends right now. Like, they, I met them and we got a close bonding. We traveled together. We traveled to New Hampshire. We try to, make so much things, especially when we have day off. We even invite each other to our house or to their house for a cookout. And I am also active in, Filipino community now. I do hosting when there's gathering, it's just so sad that there's COVID. With the COVID thing, we were not able to, but we're still able to, mingle with them. And then we go shopping together. It's just so much fun because I think these Filipino people that I have met, that I am friends now, they are also like, a go-to person. We share the same experiences, concerns, and happiness. That really helps me to, enjoy, America.
It seems like you are just living it up, huh?
Yes. Yes. I really love to, mingle with people. Although I also love being or having a time of my own. I just balance things. And then at the same time, I do, try to discover things here in Rhode Island. I was able to know different places where I can go to, like a park, a gym, a community pool. I got everything, especially here that we are in suburb. It's just a few blocks away. There are different fast food chains, different stores, Asian stores. It's just so amazing that we've got everything here.
Seems like I need to make a trip to Rhode Island.
Yes, you do. And you can enjoy the biggest lobster.
Oh, see, now you're making me hungry. Well, I think that's everything on our list. Is there anything else you want to add? If you could give one piece of advice to nurses who are coming and they're scared and they're worried or they just arrived and they're going through culture shock, they miss their home. What sort of advice do you have to offer them?
Okay, I think the best thing to do is you should have a goal in life, especially for those nurses that are still in their countries. They have the money, they have the means. It's just that their mindset is different. They always think, oh, I cannot do it. I'm too old for this. Oh, IELTS is too difficult for me. Oh, I cannot pass it. There's a slim chance of going to the US. So these are the mentality that hinders you from achieving what you can do. You limit yourself to certain things that you shouldn't limit. You shouldn't do, I mean. I try to maximize my potential as a person. I always think it may be hard, but they did it. Many people have been into it. And why can I do it? So, I think most important thing is your self-motivation more than anything else, more than the money, more than the knowledge, the skills. It's your motivation. You can achieve American dream if you have the goal. Okay, and if you have the goal, make sure you have the steps on how to do it. Make sure you do have a list of things to do, which I do when I was in the Philippines. I always have things to do. Things to do to go to the US, number one. Process CGFNS certificate. Number two, review IELTS every day, at least 3 hours. I do make sure it's measurable. It's time bounded. Because by that, if you have these specific things that you really know or that you have to do in order to achieve that goal, then it's just so easy. You know what I'm saying? Because if you have no step-by-step process, if you have no goals, then your dream is just a dream. It shatters. You have no foundation. So again, motivation is very important. Another thing, inspiration. You know, sometimes we get low moments in life. We always think, oh, I can see them. They're enjoying the snow. And I'm still here in the Philippines. It's just sad. But me, I do it the other way. Oh, they're enjoying the snow. And then I just rush to the fridge. I open the freezer and then feel it. And then, oh, I'm in New York. You know, that's what I do. It's kind of crazy, you know, but it helps. And then when I go to Manila, when I'm in the airplane, I always think, I close my eyes and then, oh, we're now landing to San Francisco. Mm. That's a moment of, you know, of inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to envision yourself. That's very important. And then never give up. I think many people, many nurses in the US, they just give up their American dream. Never give up. Try your best because nothing is really impossible. If you have the self-discipline, if you know where you're going to, if you have the vision and your mission for yourself and mission for your family, because after all, you're not just living for yourself, you're living for your family. And if you go to America, it's a land of milk and honey. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are so blessed to be a nurse, and we are more blessed if you work here in America and, you know, be of service to people, be able to help your family members. I think that's really very important. And at the same time, don't lose hope. You know, if you lose hope, try to Google, you know, things. The benefits of being a nurse in the US. You know, I always see it like it's one of the highest paying country in the whole world, something like that. So it does help, you know. And you have to also have a friend who will support you with your goals. You need to have somebody that also has the same, you know, vision, because you help one another. As a matter of fact, I had a friend. We used to hang out, but we hang out, we answer NCLEX question. Whoever gets the lowest score is going to pay the meal, is going to pay the lunch and something. And that's so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, the little competitions.
A little competition thing. I think that's it. You have to, you know, just don't lose hope.
I love how you said that. Motivation, inspiration, never give up, don't lose hope.
Don't lose hope. Discipline also.
Discipline.
Because always think, these are just short-term goals, but the benefit is enormous. Give yourself like 6 months to review NCLEX, probably another 1 month or 2 months to review IELTS. Just, okay, that's just probably less than a year, or let's say a year. Focus your 1 year reviewing this one. And then after you pass it, that's all. And then go to an agency that process the papers. It's just a one year sacrifice, but it's very rewarding. Can you just imagine? I always imagine this, like the salary of a nurse here in the US, a 12 hour salary is already equivalent to 1 month salary of a nurse, you know, in the Philippines. It's just so sad. As a matter of fact, that's even lucky, because when I was in the Philippines, I was a volunteer nurse. I didn't get paid. And when I tell that to my coworkers here that, oh, here, when I was in the Philippines, I was just a volunteer nurse. I do all the work just the same with the regular staff, but I am not paid, but I need an experience. So they were so amazed. So, you know, it's just sad, but that's reality. So I think that could also be a motivating factor for you to be able to achieve what you want. Because if your mindset is so strong, if you limit yourself, then you will really limit yourself. If you know that you can, you know, spread your wings and fly, you really wouldn't know where you can go, what you can achieve. That's very important. And of course, lastly, always pray. Whatever your religion is, I think you just have to faith in the Creator. Always have that faith, because your faith will also guide you towards what you really want in life. The universe will conspire for you to be able to get what you want. And right now, even though I'm already 4 years here in the U.S., I am still amazed. I still love every minute of me being here in the U.S. I love the experience. I love everything in here. I think I'm just enjoying my life here. It's just so amazing. I don't know why. It's sinking that I am here in the U.S., but still, I am still enjoying, like, a brand new nurse, you know, a brand new nurse with that feeling of awesomeness. I think that's what you shouldn't also, that's what also you should always have that in your heart, you know, the sense of the sense of being thankful for what you have right now, because a lot of people are also aiming to be in that position. And many are called, but few are chosen, as they say.
Well, it seems like the universe is giving back to you, because you did put in that work and you're putting in that love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now you're really feeling the benefit of all the hard work and everything that you've done and the sacrifices that you've made and the goals that you've achieved. It's absolutely wonderful. And congratulations to you.
Thank you. And you know what? It's not really sacrifice, because after all, after seeing what I have been through, those sacrifices are still, I don't consider it sacrifices, because I love what I was doing that time. You know what? So it goes to show it's a process. It's a journey, not a sacrifice after all. If you just love what you're doing, if you just, you know the value of why you're doing this, then you will really find out that it's not a sacrifice, but a journey towards the goal that you want to achieve.
Gave me chills again. Oh my gosh, Ryan, I've absolutely enjoyed this hour with you. It has been fulfilling for me, and this, and your stories and your experiences. Thank you so much for sharing all of that.
Thank you so much
with
too.
The world and everybody else. And I'm sure that your stories and your advice are really going to impact a lot of people.
You know what? I have a classmate in the Philippines that visited our house. And then we were talking about the sacrifices that we had in the past. Oh, don't you know that when we were reviewing in the Philippines, we don't have money and we just limit the food we order. It's so much fun, right? And now you can buy whatever you want. So, you know, those simple things that we really didn't enjoy are still something that we look forward to, or something that we reminisce. Those are happy moments that, you know, we really enjoy right now. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. And I hope that I can be an instrument, because here in America, if you just, you know, do your work, be compassionate, if you just love what you're doing, you will go far away in life here.
Thank you so much. And so that wraps everything up here. Thank you so much for your time, Ryan. It was so nice to meet you, and good luck to you. And we'll definitely be in touch more in the future.
Yes, you're so much welcome, Luciana. And I would like to thank Connetics for giving me the opportunity to share my experience. And I hope this also inspires people, and I want to be an instrument to, you know, to make your transition, to make your journey for your American dream a reality. Because after all, if I am enjoying it, I want also to let people experience what I am enjoying right now. I just love what I have right now. I just love America. American dream is real.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we will talk again soon, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Take care. Say hello to your family.
Yes, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Connetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com. bcc.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.